I came to cast fire on the earth and would that it was already kindled. I have baptized to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, in one house there will be five divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He always said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, 'A shower is coming,' and so it happens. And when you see the south with blowing, you say, 'There will be scorching heat,' and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? And why do you not judge for yourself what is right? As you go with your accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him on the way, lest the jackey to the judge and the judge hand you over to the officer and the officer puts you in prison. I tell you, you will never go out until you have paid the very last penny."
我要来把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？我有当受洗的，还没有做成，我是何等的迫切！你们为我而来，是让我让太监平反吗？我告诉你们，不是，乃是与人纷争。从今以后，一家五个人将要分开，三个人和两个人要对抗，两个人与三个人要对抗，父亲与儿子相争，儿子与父亲相争。母亲和女儿相争，女儿和母亲相争，婆婆和媳妇儿相争，媳妇儿和婆婆相争。耶稣又对其他人说：“你们看见西边的彩云，就说要下雨，果然就有。这时起了南风，就说将要燥热，也就有了。假冒伪善的人呐，你们知道分辨天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这时候呢？”你们又为何不自己审视什么是合情合理的呢？你们要告诉你的对头去见官，这时还在路上，要尽力与他了结此事，恐怕他拉你到官面前，而官交付了差役，差役把你放到监牢里。我来告诉你，若有半文钱没有还清，你就不能从那里出来。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下是我对姐姐相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第36讲。欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello, everyone. I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 36th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, let's deal with my today's personal study summary. Jesus says some surprising things here. He says he didn't come to bring peace, but division. That sounds harsh, but he means that following him can be hard. Sometimes your own family might not agree with your own choice. This can cause fights, even though between parents and the kids. He also talks about fire and Bible text. The fire is like a passion for God, those sprites. The Bible text means his death, which he knows is coming. Also, it worries him. When Jesus got mad at the crowd, he says they are good at reading the sky to know the weather, but they can't see what God is doing right in front of them. They are missing the big picture. Finally, he tells a short story. If someone is talking to you too hard, try to settle the problem the other way. If you don't, the judge might throw you into jail, and you will have to pay everything in the end. The main point is something like pay attention. Following Jesus is a serious choice that can cost you, but don't blind to what is happening. Fix your own problems now before it's too late. Now, let Ingrid Schweitzer make a go further summary.
Hello, sister. When Jesus says that he has come to throw fire on the earth, then he's talking about the Holy Spirit too, who will come in form of a fire.
妹妹，今天好。当耶稣说他要把火丢在地面的时候，他也是在谈论圣灵。而圣灵将以火的形式来降临。
The baptism he's talking about is his own baptism on the cross of Golgotha and our baptism with the Holy Spirit on the day when we receive Jesus as our Savior.
他所说的洗礼是指他在各个十字架上所受的洗礼，以及我们接受耶稣为救世主的那一天所受的圣礼。
And as you observed, right, Christianity causes division because you cannot mix Christianity with other religions or gods. When you look at the Roman religion in the time of Jesus, it was easy to add another god.
正如你所观察到的，基督徒造成了分裂，因为基督徒不能与其他宗教和神人混为一谈。但看看耶稣时代的罗马宗教，就会发现另一个神是一件轻而易举的事情。
But the God of the Bible is a jealous God who do not allow other gods beside him, and he says of himself that he is a burning fire. If we love Jesus, there is no space for other gods, and if our family and friends want that we break the traditional gods with them, it will come to a strong conflict.
圣经中的上帝是位忌邪的上帝，他不容许除他以外的神明存在，他甚至自称为烈火。如果我们爱耶稣，就没有其他神明的容身之地。如果我们的家人或朋友希望我们与他一起敬拜传统的神明，就会引发强烈的冲突。
Then Jesus rebukes the people of his time that they are flinging it to be ignorant, and even they know the spiritual time they live in.
最后，耶稣斥责他那个时代的人们，说他们明知道自己生活在怎样的时代，却还假装无知。
The last of our texts is an advice and a warning. In this case, the accuser is Jesus himself who walks with you on the way to the magistrate. The magistrate is eternity, and we shall solve our conflict before we reach the magistrate, because if we not do this, Jesus himself will judge us and throw us in the pool of fire.
经文的最后一部分是劝诫，在这里，控告者就是耶稣本人，他与你我一起走向审判官。审判官象征着永恒，我们必须在到达审判官之前解决我们之间的冲突，因为我们不这样做，耶稣将亲自审判我们，并将我们拖入火湖。Okay, well said. Based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related questions. We hope the following question can be very helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. So, the first question for sister. Jesus talks about starting a fire. What do you think that fire represents? 耶稣谈到了要把火丢在地上，你觉得这火又代表了什么呢？
Several things, the Holy Spirit and God, who is a burning fire.
代表了这样几件事：圣灵和他那燃烧的火焰般的上帝。Okay, so next question. Jesus mentions a baptism he must go through. Why he is so stressed about it? 耶稣提到他必须受洗，他为什么对此感到如此痛苦呢？
He's stressed about it because he's talking about this crucifixion.
他感到压力很大，因为耶稣在谈论自己被钉上十字架的事情。Next one. So, sister, if Jesus is called the Prince of Peace, why does he say he came to bring division? 耶稣既然被称为和平之神，为什么又说他是带来分裂呢？
We have to see the time right. Here on earth, Jesus causes division because not all the people want to receive his peace.
我们必须把握好时机。耶稣在世上造成了很多分裂，因为并非所有人都渴望得到他所带来的平安。
But this time will end and we will enter into eternity. There, Jesus will govern his kingdom of peace.
但这段时光终将结束，我们将进入永恒，在那里，耶稣将统治他和平的国度。Well said. So next question. How might believing in Jesus cause problems between family members? 相信耶稣怎么会导致家人之间的矛盾呢？
Your family members expect that you are holding on with the traditional religions, but you cannot mix the God of the Bible with the traditional gods.
你的家人希望你坚守传统宗教，但是你不能把圣经中的上帝与传统神灵混为一谈。Next issue. Why does Jesus call people Hippocrates for predicting the weather? 为什么耶稣说那些能预测天气的人是伪君子呢？
It is so easy to predict the weather. Why do they say predicting the time of the Messiah is hard? It is easier than predicting the weather because Jesus delivered clear signals and signs.
预测天气是如此的容易，为什么人们说预测弥赛亚的到来却很难呢？这比预测天气要来得多，而且更容易，因为耶稣早已发出了明确的信号。Next question. So, sister, what does Jesus mean by interpret the present time? 耶稣说的分辨这个时候，如何去理解呢？
Being clear over that the long-awaited Messiah has appeared.
事情已经很清晰了，人们盼望已久的弥赛亚早已经出现。Next issue. So, what's the main point of the story about sitting with your accuser? 那关于和对头和好的故事，主要想表明什么呢？
The main point is to receive Jesus during your lifetime. When we enter in eternity through death, is this too late?
关键在于，我们要在有生之年接受耶稣。当我们因死亡进入永恒的时候，就为时已晚。Next question. Why we should try to fix our own problem before they get worse? 为什么我们应该在问题变得更糟之前，努力去解决它们呢？
Because lifetime is limited.
因为时间有限。且珍贵。So, next issue for sister. What happened to the person who doesn't settle the science before court? 那个在法庭上不予和好的人，最后结果是如何呢？
The person will be punished by Jesus himself through throwing him into the lake of fire.
那个人终将受到耶稣的亲自惩罚，最终被投入火湖。Okay, so today's last question for sister. What's the big lesson Jesus wants us to learn from all of this? 耶稣想让我们从今天的这些内容中学到的最重要的功课是什么呢？
There is only one God in three persons. He mentions the Holy Spirit in the first verses, then God Father, who gives a time to act in the next verses, and then Jesus, who will return as priest and judge in the end of time.
上帝只有一位，却有三位一体。他在第一章节中提到了圣灵，接着提到了圣父。圣父赐予他时间来做事，最后提及了耶稣。他将在末日再来，既是祭司，又是审判官。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2026年3月快乐，我们下期再会。